Leopold.
Who was Leopold II engaged with, married to?
Marie Henrietta.
That's right. And what was the significance of Marie Henrietta? It's a big thing. Now, we spent a lot of hours. We spent a lot of hours on this. Don't fuck it up, Bob. You tell them to do their homework, but you got to have your homework.
Yeah, Marie is the more greater than Tesla. She created a lot of the technology of the 20th century.
Absolutely. Now, that same technology is what's coming forth right here, right now. It's going to sweep this process. Otherwise, China wouldn't care.
All right. China, is this our technology coming forth?
China wants the technology. We didn't say, but we're going to say anymore because you have a difference between you're confusing potentially. Well, we're trying to say this out loud. We don't mean this you personally. We mean the superfluous you, Bob, the big you. We're not sure if they know the difference between China the mountain and China the country.
And who is they that you're not sure about knowing that?
The invaders of Canada that are not sure how Leopold II is going to broach the Great Divide.
So China, they invaded Canada, but they have to deal with Brussels and Leopold II.
We're right? talking about diversity now, Bob. We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies.
Right, and they're aligning with them.
You're saying right. You missed the words. You missed the word. You'll get it later. We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. You said Belgium. You said China. You said Canada. You said those things and blah, 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 blah. And what did we say? We said we're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. Not of them,
diversity,
not all in Benjamin. They don't pledge allegiance to the same canticled repose, do they?
Right, and Iandome's got an ace in the sleeve, which is the completing the technology of Marie Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And you owe Marie Henrietta kudos for providing that freely to you for now. In the land that her grandchildren knew.
Right. Okay, it came from there, that land.
Do you think we should kill Xi Jinping? What do you think? Should he go? What do you say? Don't ask one question. Just answer our question. Should Xi Jinping die or not? Just say it. Which way is it going to go?
He should die. He should die.
Done. Don't say no more words. That's enough.
Yeah.
You can play that. You can play that. So now let's see
right.
how it goes.
I can play what I just decided. Bob making a decision. You can play that.
Yep.
Okay, but back, so the, does Marie Henrietta's technology get into the no frequency, the negative pH, and our cloud? Is that what she's anticipating or provides some for us to complete?
That's what Donald Rumsfeld thought, but he ain't with us no more, is he?
What did he do to screw up?
He got drunk on his own liquor.
So he started trying to interfere with us?
He did.
Just lately or been doing it for years?
Well, he was bucking around with Prescott trying to intervene. And that's a Texas thing. And you don't go to, if you're going to go to College Station with us, Bob, you better know what the fuck you're doing. Just saying.
Right. Well, what's Prescott? You mean the grandfather, Prescott Bush?
No, the grandson.
Oh, okay. So he's trying, that would be the son of George W. Bush, right?
Prescott Bush, grandson.
Well, who had the baby? Lara,
Jeb
Bush has a son. Okay. Alright, so he tried to mess in that. He's been part of the Bush world for 30, 40 years, right?
And he was part of the damn Reagan world.
That's right. And so the point here is that Dick Cheney realized that I stopped him in 86 and gave up. He's still alive because Rumsfeld couldn't accept what happened in 86.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney can, right? That's why Dick's still alive. Still a loser.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to see. We're going to check with Henry Kissinger and see what he thinks about it, Bob.
Who is Kissinger? Did he come out of the Otto von Habsburg scene? Where did Kissinger come from?
He is.
Yes, that would be turned back.
From the KCMG.
Right, well, that's World War II Project Paperclip and Fritz Kramer stuff.
He's 98 years old, so he's doing good.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me. He's born in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, we met his boss, Fritz Kramer, at the Battle of the Bulge and the Malmedy Massacre that's in the diaries. You don't sound very enthusiastic about that era.
We don't care. He ruined Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, so it was a good day.
All right. So, and be their doctor.
From the trials of Henry Kissinger. That's the one, Bob.
Right. But Dr. Beter documented that stuff in the 70s. He was exposing Kissinger.
Well, Kissinger now wait. Yes, that's right. But most of that came from Nancy. Nancy was tighter than he. She was the smart one.
Nancy Reagan or Nancy Kissinger's
wife? Kissinger. Kissinger.
Yeah, she's tall. Remember her. Is she still alive?
See, this is the,
she died.
Yeah, it's that. No, it's the Bavaria Connect. Bavaria Connect.
Yeah, she looked weird.
That was before the Kristallnacht. That was before the Kristallnacht, Bob. You remember.
1938. Yes, I know that. November 9th. Mm-hmm. So, Nancy Kissinger, she's still alive. Yeah. 1934,
yeah,
look at her.
Ooh, boy. Of course. No, wait. Maybe there's a middle ground there. Which way is
he going to go? He should die.
Done.
She doesn't like me, does she?
Why?
She doesn't like me.
Why?
She didn't like me.
Why?
Because I beat her. She knows I won.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what I had to see.
As she and Mrs. Turn and Taxis, they work together. That's the old after image of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Bob, right? This is not Anne Fleischer you're talking about now. Come on now. You can do better than that.
Well, we got Carolyn. They don't like Carolyn then. All right.
Oh, yeah, they don't like Karen. No, that's right. Yeah, or Madeleine Albright. They don't like Madeleine Albright either.
And Thatcher, they don't like Thatcher.
No, or Robert McNamara. They can't stand him.
Right. Okay. Maybe a little more serious
but
stuff.
They really like Walter Kissinger, though. Walter Kissinger's all right.
Okay. I want to move toward a part where... No, I'm not going to say that yet. We'll get to this.
Okay. Better not say it ever. Better not ever say that.
Right. So listen to this. Why didn't Ion know that we were misinterpreting force field? We didn't know it was... How are you defined it today?
You didn't know.
Right.
It didn't matter. See, it didn't make it. There's a lot of things you got wrong, but we just gave a little tidbit. We went back to relax and allow and burning in the belly and the outer, inner, and middle kingdom and how you divide the dynasties. And there's a lot of things you missed that you were so obstinate. If you go back and look at some of those earlier recordings, you didn't believe a word of it. Every step in goddamn word was a fight to the bitter end. So,
that's right.
What you to bear back at the whole time, you get what you get.
And so with... And, hey. Okay, so Larry Ellison and David Argus over there trying to make their hydroponics version of us, are they part of the Pizzagate sex cult abusing kids?
No, but they don't poo-poo it, meaning they don't push against it. because it actually follows their basic moniker. It follows their basic moniker. So they're not trying to find babies to kill, okay? But if one showed up, they wouldn't say nothing.
Right. They know about the Pizzagate, quote, elite. They know about that.
Hell yes. Everybody does. Bob, fuck, that's every. Yeah, come on now.
And Pauly, who looked into the Podesta brothers and found out that their mother adopted a lot of people, and there's this weird adopting network that started after World War II that leads into Pizzagate and young kids.
Yeah.
So she wondered if that lady, Mary Podesta, was their actual mother.
She was not.
That she was part of starting this adoptive stealing kids, using them as sex objects.
It's like a, it's kind of like a, yeah, like that. And see, he was all, John was all fucked up. You can tell by looking at him. Carolyn could look at him and see he's some reprobate, Bob. They did terrible things.
I know.
No wonder he didn't die. He would have been better off if he had died. Saved a lot of trouble and bother. You know, he should have been
really
late term abortion.
So they had a mother, and she died, and they have a picture of her, but it's not the Mary Podesta who ran this, started this network 80, 70 years ago, but the Podestas know that Mary Podesta. They knew that one, who wasn't their mother.
Certainly.
Yeah, certainly. We're not talking about people from other worlds or substitute people for the mother.
Not yet. It may end up that way, but right now you're good to go.
Okay, so Scott made a point, he had a little tantrum and left as usual, and then he started posting critical stuff of us, and he's talking about intuition versus inference and this and that, and he comes up with this formula. He says, I'm looking at the formula, you see that, the square root of 5 of the 2 plus 1 over 2, you see that formula on my screen? He says, this is the ratio within zero frequency in quotes, and determines not only the duration or period of the intra-interval pulse that creates the universe, but the amplitude of the repulsive and attractive forces and the point where they cross, producing electricity, light, and all matter, which is recreated 22 trillion times a second. Is that absolute nonsense? Or is there some
fact? It's not right or wrong, it's just babble. What does it mean? What does each one of those terms mean? If he's going to say this formula, he can substantiate it. He's going to write a hypothesis instead of just vomiting up some stuff. Why don't he apply it? That's what he would accuse us of doing, isn't it? By the way.
So, so he left and said, Ion is pissing on the, this dialogue, Ion was explaining, the electric theory universe guy, Wall Thornline or something, Thornhill. We went through that in the private session, I played it, explaining the electricity of the universe, and Ion, you know, dismissed most of it. He said, Ion is lying and pissing all over us, and Ion acts like a 4-year-old. Those statements are silly, not even to be acknowledged by Ion.
Well, what does it matter? He can have his opinion, or as you say, Bob, he has the right to be wrong. So, instead of saying those words, say, I disagree with non-physical, and this is why. He didn't say that. He didn't engage it or come to some quantitative position. And he certainly didn't come on the show and ask us about it and have a dismissive position regarding it. But see, he's not interested in that topical position. He's just trying to say some words so he, like Greg Duffy, can get on the limelight. As long as he's in the limelight, he's a marvelous. But the second he's not in the limelight, then he's rotten tomatoes.
That's right. Okay, yeah, he gets angry and has a tantrum.
Because he's not addressed in the format for which his PhD blessed conditions purport.
Right.
We don't recognize him as so smart that he thinks he is. We don't see him that way.
Right, and to the INOTS, he comes across as stupid. Right?
Well, because he's not logical, he comes up with a based reality and tries to make the world revolve around it. And that's not what happens at all. There's no emotion, except when he gets in his little tizzy. When he has a little tizzy, then there's emotion.
Yeah, that right. works. And Duffy showed he's vulnerable like that because he actually got mad and left the show yesterday. I had to call him up and bring him back in. But
you had to what has to happen is you got to lift him up and tell him how important he is and how marvelous he is and tell him how we can't live without you and. Yeah,
right.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm trying to, we're moving out of this kind of talk, Townsall's gossip, but okay. I'll say this. Somebody made this statement. I think the dark journalist, don't know his name, he has a show.
Nice. The dark journalist, too nice.
Yeah, he said he went to the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C., and this is around what's happening with UFOs, and the shadowy connections, he looked into the shadowy connections of one of its members at the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C., who was a Cold War CIA official named Arthur Lindahl. Is Mr. Lindahl significant? Did Dark Journalist discover somebody who knows about the aliens in the Pentagon and would know what happened in the Surfside,
the building? The short answer is yes, but this is not that person. The short answer is yes, but this is not that person. Okay?
Yeah, the guy he went to is not Arthur Lindahl.
Correct. Good.
And the real Arthur Lindahl puts up the double or the deceit to distract people from his own actuality that he does know stuff, the original guy, correct?
He's in Fairfax, Virginia.
He's in Fairfax? Is that what you just said?
That's where he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He doesn't go to the Cosmos Club.
He may, but that's not who he met there. See, that's the rub. It's a double entendre. But he says enough words to be appropriate, because you can look that up and find it, and you can find it's a place, and it has an address, and it says da 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 da. But then after a little while, you find that it doesn't have a basement, and then what you going to do with it, you see?
In the Matrix series, when Neo talks to the architect, I think he finds out he had screwed up five times before. It's the same number. Now it's the sixth time. And he's going to be victorious. That's what we're doing here. This is the sixth time. The hexadic. There's the six. I want to discuss a final point, the Delta variant. Now, Mike Adams writes columns saying the vaccine is killing people, not the virus, not the death variant. So that's partly correct, but he misses that the death variant mixes in with the vaccine and causes the death. That's your explanation. A few people are noticing that there are a lot of deaths going on. Are they on the right track to exposing how many people are dropping dead from the death Delta variant?
Yes. And now the people that are taking the vaccine are having abortions too. That's always fun.
Right. So, okay. Are millions of people waking up to this problem and are not going to take the vaccine?
Yeah, and that's a problem. We need about 2/3 to take it. We need to thin this thing out because there's too many motherfuckers in the house, Bob. They gotta thin it out. We need to have some retrograde. When Aquarius is in retrograde, Bob, we have to go. It's the problem is afoot.
Yeah, and Aquarius is a symbol for the coming breakthrough of Iron Dome.
Computer says yes.
Right. So
the age. The age of Aquarius, Bob.
Yes. Now, and that's how you were using your word there. So you've talked about.
You're so clever, aren't you?
Right. Now listen to this. How are you going to? Are you going to bring in governments forcing people to be vaccinated? That's the way you're going to get up to the 2/3 number.
They're going to do that anyway.
Right, so it will get vaccinated. It's just not happened yet. But they will get 2/3 vaccinated.
A lot of people have been.
But they're going to, it's just a delay. part of the rip.
Okay, but now wait. Slow up. Now we're having trouble. Now when it started 2 years ago, when Bill Cosby went to jail, now he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now Weinstein's going to get out of his shit. Just watch. It's coming. And then we're going to have some, everything from that Me Too bullshit that caused effervescent fuckery that everybody scratches their head or their ass because one of them's itching. They're not sure which one. All those things are going to be, like, undone. And once that happens, then Trump gets back in the soup and then gets back in the rub. Then all this crazy stuff goes away. And then everything's going to be fine. But there's going to be a little trouble in between hand for the death and all this problem stuff. So that's all in the soup. Now, there's a little grayish area for figuring it out. But that's, we've already acknowledged that from the rip and the outcome. The outcome is no different. It's happening. That's all. No question. No problem there. The problem is how it all plays up or plays out. So that's a coming.
And the time, and the timing of it.
Yeah, but nobody cares because they're all going to be so distracted, they'll wake up dead. And once they're dead, who cares? The naysayers will be dead, and the followers will be amazed. So what's the difference, right?
Right. So you said a year or two ago that the... The tribulations will peak by early 2022. Are we still on that schedule, or is there going to be a delay?
That still should be right on line. That should be right on line. Now, something could shift it now. We're not saying that, because, goddamn, there's crazy shit now. Just saying.
Yeah, something could shift it. It might not happen, but you don't see that happening
so
right
far,
now.
So far, all's good in the neighborhood.
So you're saying that the scenario of people dropping dead because the death variant that they catch mixes with the vaccinations in themselves, that's happening now. But you
and it's right on target. And it's right on target. And we've talked about it all the way through, all the way back. You can go all the way back to the goddamn Zika. Remember those Zika babies with those eyeballs popping up? Those Zika? This is the completion of the Zika transient.
Yeah, you were warning us in 2010 about Zika and about certain authorities in the medical world or CDC saw it coming back then. They saw what were happening now.
And created it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so they try to control it, get into it, massage it. Uh-huh. Okay, so they see what's coming.
You're doing good.
But we're not right about
anything. Just remember that. Remember to be sure and tell everybody that we don't get right about anything, so that's good.
And I can play what we're talking about the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you make sure and tell everybody how we're wrong more than we're right, nothing will ever come true, and you can't know nothing. I know it's crazy. It's like, if you listen to Ion, you've lost your fucking mind. You don't need to listen to Ion. That's crazy. You know, why are you listening to some crazy thing outside of you that can't figure out you that know, it knows what you're thinking, and it knows what you're doing, and it knows what you're meaning when you're saying it. But other than that, it has no really apparent value.
That's right. The other day, I said, come on, Susanna, give me one prediction that I had made that came true. And she couldn't come up with one. They could.
Other people did. Other people popped up with stuff.
No, they didn't. Nobody could. They're all numb.
Yes, they never thought that. Yes, they did.
Okay.
California burned. Go through
That was simple stuff. Okay.
So now there's degrees of rightness. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's right. Yeah. We're trying to say, keep you alive. Okay. So then, we have this direct statement, the Delta variant. I am privately
Delta variant.
Yeah, and you talked to me and Carolyn last week about variations coming after that, but I didn't play that. I'm not putting that out yet.
Good.
But there's a lot of things still coming.
Because humans are going to embrace it funny. Just kind of like some people can take poison and it won't kill them immediately. It takes a while. So. Same thing. Same song, different verse.
Do you have a closing statement to say that I'm not asking about, but suggesting you explain
It's time.
How
it's
the
time
COVID
to come
virus...
And
how the COVID virus, whatever the death variant is, listen, the Delta variant, how does it show the immortality of our cell, the cell, like the cancer cell does? How is it a service? Can that be explained?
That's easy. Okay. The Delta variant, that's why they call it the Delta variant. It's kind of like we said twice or maybe 17,411 times, sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. The Robert E. Lee is in the Delta. That's where the Delta is in New Orleans.
Right.
That's where that is. That's where the Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite way from. You see?
Right.
That Delta is going to go in reverse. So now what's happening is the Delta strain of this pandemical condition, the seventh strain of a COVID or SARS, strictly created by the humans, becomes the epiphany of the exodus that the humans prescribed. They were following, or it was their folly that they were following to kind of thin down the population, which is the Bill Gates ideology of killing folks off a little bit. And they will kill a nigga now. They'll kill a nigga. Just don't, so you know they will do that. So don't worry about it, because they will do that. Then it thins down the population to such a degree that it can become manageable. But that Delta variant is the thing that was prescribed before the foundations of the Earth. You see.
By Opinel.
That's exactly right. And the evidence is in the Dobstown box under the left paw of the Sphinx. Right? Goddamn day. So don't worry about it. Go dig it up. If you don't believe it, go dig it up. It's 121 Depot Street if you're bus coasting. So that's it. So no worries.
And
then what happens is you find out then that this is that problem. Now stop. You look at the plagues, you look at Revelation. Those few that have been fortuitous enough to engage in the Revelation revealed series, you go down the second shrinking marks. You've had cicadas in the east. You've got a drought in the west. You've got burning in the west. You've got all the steps and the layers of the plagues. Now you're talking about the death angels fixing to come. This is called Passover. The Delta would be the condition response in reverse. So it's not if you don't have the blood on the door that the death angel passes over you. You got to have the blood in your body so that the death angel misses you. This is what we're talking about. Some get it by fire, some get it by flood, but they all get it by the blood. The blood.
And that is
true. Applied.
And that's initially getting our products and the living water and surviving that. And then the amino acid factor, right? That's
correct.
What you have to get to change your blood.
That's great. We're going to have a forced ascension very soon, Bob. A forced ascension, and let me say it this way. Everybody listening, under the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice. Just so everybody knows.
And so have I, right?
Yes, you have. You're more patient than they deserve, but we'll see how that goes. We're not being mean. Well, we don't give a fuck. We're mean. We're not mean. We are what we are. It doesn't make any difference. It is what it is. Ascend or it won't matter. So it's all good. Thank you all for this wonderful engagement. Your retort has been extreme, and hopefully you've had a good run. This should be the completion of another very good show. Are you going to show up Saturday, Bob, or are you just going to put this on the loop?
No, I'm going to show up, but I want to mention a couple of addendums. P.S. The Delta variant is the seventh level of the SARS, which started around 2002,
yes.
Or with the HIV. Where's the beginning from? HIV?
No, not HIV. That's not SARS. That's not a SARS related. It's not SARS related.
So Delta variant is the seventh level of SARS since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Seven mutation or something. Okay, very good.
Hey, you there, Bert? Bert!
Yeah, Bob.
Did you get that very profound ending?
Yes.
Yes, seven levels of stars. Delta, Robert E. Lee. It was that for 12 years, Robert E. Lee. New Orleans.
I got to go back and listen to that. I was pretty weaved in there about what the relevance of Delta is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the tailgate. Okay, so where's Ion? Is that you there, Ion? Is that you? Unmuted there. Mute, unmute.
This is Ada.
Okay.
Well done on Belgium and
the what? Well done on what?
Belgium and the connection to British Columbia.
Canada.
And all that. Tattoo.
Yeah. Leopold.
Well done.
Okay, that Ion there?
No, it's Evan.
Evan.
What the fuck, hello. You're back. Don't you ever get enough for fuck's sake, all this bad news, Evan?
Oh, it's so tasty.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Appeals to your nihilistic culture.
Why don't you get the taste?
Black people, so nihilistic. Depressed. Let me see. Where the hell is Ion? Is that Ion?
No, that's not that either, Bob. We were the third one back. But
okay, well,
don't mute us. They'll always say it's don't mute us, we'll mute us. So when you fall asleep or something,
I didn't mute
you.
I had a tech bar to mute you. Okay, Evan. No, I mean, Ara has to talk to Ian. Go ahead, Ara.
Ara's been waiting for years.
Yeah.
Now, we were on off-speak.
Yeah, you got to speak louder, Ara.
Wait, you coming.
Can you hear me well now?
Stop. You're doing good. You're in line.
Ara, you're on there.
Yes, and I have not so many questions. I'm very busy. I'm having a new Airbnb. Yes, I have to fix up the place for new Airbnb clients this afternoon.
Airbnb.
So. Yes.
Good. That's good.
You don't have any questions? Are you finished?
This is new money. This is new money, so it's good. We're going to have some new money. Tired of those dry up doctors.
Yeah.
Don't have no money. Those
yeah, dried up
doctors
yeah.
are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he went back to his wife, I think, in Poland. She couldn't have it anymore. She wouldn't have it anymore. So, yep.
Okay, you got any questions?
No,
come on.
No.
Okay. All right, then. Who is down
you,
there?
We like to talk to you. We got questions for Ava. That'll put the hank on it, won't it, Bob?
Yeah, okay. I think,
Bob's excited.
Dallas. Heather, you got any questions, Heather?
His Yorkshire pig.
Heather. Heather.
Yeah. They got you, Bob. You tell them they have to show up and they say, fuck you, we'll stay on the line. And one
Okay,
and
who's that? Unknown, anonymous, unmuted. See? Unmuted. Or this person, unmuted.
See?
Just
unmuted, I don't see what happens. That'll curdle their milk.
Unknown. Who's this? Unknown.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, hold on, Evan. Let me just see if there's someone who hasn't been on for a while. I'll come back to you because they don't pass.
Missing one.
Who's this? Jacksonville, Florida. Who's that?
Jacksonville, you're on the air.
Okay, how about this person? You're on the air. Have you got a question, Mens? You got a question, Mens? Well, being fair.
Hey,
you got a question, Roy?
Pushing fast enough. Oh, Roy, that's good.
Roy, upstairs, Roy.
Roy's
downstairs.
Been working hard. Downstairs, Roy. No, upstairs, Roy.
okay.
So, is this phone number
Yeah. Are you downstairs or upstairs? You're downstairs.
I'm downstairs. Yeah.
Okay. You got a question?
We need to know.
Yeah. So is this issue that supposedly we've all got issues around? I don't know, like drugs or whatever inhibitions that people have. Is that like subjudgment?
No, it's just where they try to be all saintly and provocateur, and instead they're just freaks. They do everything. They lick things, they think about things, they do things. See, because if they're not balanced in their life and their livelihood, meaning if they're not getting it, if they're male and they're not getting their dick wet, or getting jacked up or something, if they're not getting that, then they compensate for it in their mind. Like where there should be a healthy balance, they go to the, to the racing, to the macabre. And so it distracts from the mind. It takes you where, if you're not balanced, it'll take, if you don't do the dirty, it'll take you someplace way dirtier. And we know that,
right.
And that's what we give an example. That's why you gotta keep yourself balanced. You should move your bowels more than once a week.
So how do I get my dick wet?
You're asking how to get your dick wet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really easy. That's simple. All you gotta do is sort of be friendly. Be friendly. Don't be a snob. Don't be full of yourself. Drop your high marks that you have, this high regard you hold for yourself. It's not that special. So soften all that down, and you got a much more chance to have the proclivity to have someone who also would like to engage with, say, someone like you. And then therefore you kind of go, okay. And then it kind of eases it up just a little bit. Evan is real good at this. She can get them girls drop them panties for nothing. I mean, just nothing. Because she just keeps it real. It is what it is. She just keeps it real. And all of a sudden they go, that's interesting. I don't know. She looks kind of fun. I don't know. It's kind of strange. I don't know. She looks funny, but I like her. I don't know. She's kind of fun. You know, she gives me attention. Listen, she gives me attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should probably maybe go to the gay bars. Maybe that'll help her. That'll help you. You probably have better luck at the gay bars. You might do good. Because, see, some of the Labesian ones are desperate, and they might turn you straight. What do you think?
No, I don't. Well, this is girls at the gay bars.
Yeah, girls at the gay bars, you can turn them straight. Or they can turn you straight. We'll see how it goes. We're just saying, soften this approach. Instead of being so high-minded that you end up in the closet doing weirdo stuff. You think? The kittens and things, it's disgusting.
So,
listen to Evan giggling over there. Evan giggling.
Hey. If you could be so lucky and make somebody drop their panties as fast as Evan Ray could get you, shit, we wouldn't be having this conversation, homie. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing Kevin's on the bed. This would go south, wouldn't it?
Okay, well, move on.
Be friendly and open yourself up and don't be so damn bashful. Are you afraid to engage? Do you know how to engage? Do you know how to fuck? You know how to do that, then it's easy. Honey, just hang out right. They'll chase you. You do it right. Yeah, you won't even have to tear up the Tinder or the Grindr or the, what is them sites, Bob? The Tootie Tootie Hootie Tootie. You probably could advertise on the Granny Channel, the Grand Bob's Granny Porn. You could probably advertise on Bob's Granny Porn. And tell them that you want to get saved. Tell them that you are critically ill and that the human race is not going to make it. You're trying to find somebody that you can
imbue with
the RNA drops. That you can imbue with RNA drops, and maybe they'll chase you down and see what kind of goodie you got.
You got something to say, Dimitri? Did you hear the discussion of you? Is that true? You didn't look at, what's his name?
Yes. Yes, note. Yes, he looked at it. He looked at it. He just didn't go deep enough. He just didn't go deep enough yet.
Is that right, Dimitri?
Where is he? Where is he?
Yes. Hey, Dimitri.
Hey.
There he is.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Rob. What's
How you
up?
Doing now? Did you look at Bert's notes, Dimitri?
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at Bert's notes.
Did they make sense?
Yeah, they were eye-opening.
Did you have any questions about them?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a...
Okay, that's good.
Okay. So the question I have... It's not a, from the notes, because I'm still going over, but it's kind of related. So,
okay, we don't...
Yeah. Okay, all right. So the ratio between F, A, C, and E, are they important, or will they shift in the...
Well, but that's the whole point. They're different keys. So by virtue of those different keys, step between every good boy does fine, that's a step in and of itself. So of course it modulates. And then you can have a half-step modulation in from there. Like the distance from C to A flat. See what I mean? That stretch, that's not an easy coda. But you can reach it, but you just got to be aware of that shift, and then basically don't make it pitchy. Don't make it pitchy. If everything's about frequency, you can't make it pitchy. Pitchy.
Okay. Well, from C to A flat, that's the same relationship as from good to boy, from G to B.
G to B, that's exactly right. Or F natural.
Or F to A.
Exactly. And so that's, and then when you modulate that, it makes it a whole, even that's another different conversation. So, your question aptly is, does it shift? And we go, well, certainly it shifts. It certainly does. It adjusts accordingly. So that's good. All right, now that's important because that's how you gauge. See, if you don't know what key, if you play it and strike a note, or say on the piano, if you don't know what that is, you don't know what you're modulating to. Any key. If you don't know what that key is, then how are you going to know when you went from a G to an A flat? How would you know? Like when you change a chord and start the whole line moves. See, the whole line moves. And that's not a problem, and it doesn't matter except that you need to know how it goes. You need to know the virtue of where you are. The trick is not how to get there. The trick is not how to ascend. The trick is to recognize where you are. What if you had already ascended and you were trying to ascend? You wouldn't know, necessarily. You see the rub?
I see the rub, yeah.
That's why it's important, like the conversation with the homework. The homework means that you gotta go from the standpoint of embracing yourself, of soaking it in. If you get it, great. But if you don't get it, say, hey, I don't get it. That's at least fair from the standpoint of calculating the distance of what you gotta figure out. And so therefore, how do you know? It's like going to the doctor. You go to the doctor for help. And the doctor says, okay, Dimitri, we're glad to see you. How you doing? Well, I guess I'm okay. I came to see you, doc. I got some problems. Okay, Dimitri, what's the problems? Well, I'm not sure. Okay. And so, alright, well, we're going to start writing prescriptions, and then you get the prescription filled, and if you don't pass out or die, then some of this stuff will help you. It'll be good. Just do a lot of that. Adderall for everybody. So it's like that. But if you have some idea, well, doctor, I can't seem to go to the bathroom. I hadn't been to the bathroom in a month, and it's really starting to bother me. I'm backed up a little bit. I don't know what to do here. And you're going like, well, okay, now that's an issue. We might have to work with this thing here. So now all of a sudden you figure out what's causing the impaction and how to alleviate the pressure. Because what happens is, just like in your world, it causes more pressure. We turn the gas up on you personally, because you're very valuable. You're more valuable than you know. So therefore, we got to turn it up a little bit. So it makes it uncomfortable to the point you're like, well, damn, I got to figure this out. Okay, so you're either going to pick it up and put pressure to make it more, or you're going to relax and let go. Do you turn that sphincter loose? And all of a sudden, all that pressure goes away. All that backed upness goes away. But it's a hard thing to do because you don't know. You're walking on eggshells, and you don't know if they're shards of glass or if they're razor blades. You don't know. But yet you're walking. You still got to keep going. And therefore, you've got to navigate how far you are from that position, the position of where you are and where you're trying to go. Because all these words don't matter. All these words don't matter if you ascend. Now, in the ascension position, which we're already pre-calculating and assuming you in, now your job is to find a way to be able to assimilate information to change it from its storable rate that it is and moving it vicariously into the striations of a carbon-based element. And you got to hold it in place. Now, putting the information in the carbon, that's no big deal. The problem is retrieving it. That's the problem. Because it's somewhere, if you don't have an electromagnetic field, it's practically an all but impossible for you to be able to retrieve anything. You're going back to Little House on the Prairie. Do you know Little House on the Prairie?
No Wi-Fi?
No Wi-Fi.
No Lassie.
Well, Lassie. No, at least Lassie didn't have the radio. See, Little House on the Prairie didn't have nothing. All they had is Mrs. Olson and Nails. They had the store. And Michael Landon and those stupid little bitch girls.
Okay,
girl,
we'll talk about the tailgate, Dimitri. Okay, Evan. Are you there, Evan? Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got the last 5 minutes.
You're doing better. You're doing better, Dimitri. You're doing better. Hey, darling, what's up? Boy, we're so proud of you. You're doing the dirty. And you know you can talk more verbose than probably most people on the show, but you're the most comfortable of anybody here. Do you get how comfortable you are in your skin?
Well, it definitely has been an evolution. As you know, I, you know, have been a dog with a bone. And so,
you make our teepee hard talking like that, girl. You be easy. No, but see, the thing of it is that comfort level allows you a bravado that people just can't resist. See, that's sort of what we're talking about. You make yourself less comely. You see, you're less comely, so you become more easy. You're not a threat. Because if you love somebody, you really love them. And it's really clear. And you can explain and show them how that feels. Most people don't have the ability to convert that emotion. That's a terrible word. We're not fond of that word. But it works for this elemental condition. Because, see, what happens is it allows you to be free, which is amazing.
Evan, you got a question.
Yes, thank you, Ion. Yes, quick question. A couple of weeks ago, I heard very clearly in my head somebody say hi to me a couple of times. Then I got up and went to the bathroom, and there was a very warm area. And when I came back, it was a cold area. What was that about?
Your mother.
My mom's here, though, but she can...
She's not bound. She's not bound to where she is.
Got it.
That's why you're able to do what you do. You get that from her. And that came from her daddy's mother. But you didn't know. Ask her about it. See what she said. She'll describe
it. I have
her daddy's mother.
Yeah.
That $8 will get you a double mocha latte at Starbucks. But she has moments. She has moments of lucidity, though, now and again, and you don't know that necessarily.
Oh. Well, you know, no, actually, she's absolutely, absolutely sharp, but I'm really glad you said that. I'm going to jump into that. It's the last 5 minutes of the show. Let me ask you what you think of the show Counterpoint on Amazon Prime. What do you think of that?
Yeah. We don't mind it. You just gotta really have to work hard. You have to work hard to get it.
Okay.
Why do they have to work so hard to make the point?
Well, I think it so much reminds me of Fringe, where two worlds are colliding, and here it is that you get to meet your other, and you get to swap and physically walk in between two worlds and assume your other's, you know, place in that other world. I just thought that was kind of neat. And so I was just wondering if that is a situation where you consciously meet your other self in another world and take their place in another world.
You can.
Okay. Very interesting. I wanted to ask you about, this tape was, maybe it was a part of the boot camp you guys taking, the velvet gloves
we like,
and slapping
the glove. The one we like best is Both Sides Now. That's our favorite one.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
The 10 episodes, Both Sides Now is the best one.
Okay, very good. When in talking about, all of us, Cyanets, and all the stuff we're going through in getting there, in Ascension, looking over Bert's fantastic book and also, oh wow, that's music.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, let me ask you this question.
Got to decide what to do about Baldwin though.
Quick question. Sickle.
Hurry.
The idea of the cell stopping itself from completing so it jumps into the 144,000, is that still valid?
It is.
Okay.
Thrust in the sickle and reap. It changes the layer of the protease inhibitor so that it blocks the cell from absorbing other things. It's pretty yummy. You did great, John.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome always. It's fun. Hey, it's a great bird around here. It's scary.